The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and it is in everyone's best interests to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional. The opinions expressed herein are not meant to provide specific investment advice or serve as a prediction for future stock market performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Securities and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities Corp., member FINRA, SIPC. A registered investment advisor, Wolf Financial Advisory, Camp Leo, Lions Club, and USA Financial Securities Corp. are not affiliated entities.
Wolf Financial Advisory, when it's important to you, it's important to us.
This is the Wolf Financial Podcast. Here's your host, Rob Wolf.
Good day, everyone. Rob Wolf here with the Wolf Financial Podcast, and I am joined here today by Alan Edlifson of St. Joseph Lions Club and Beth Helm of Berrien County RESA. And today we're going to be talking about a special program, which is called Camp Leo. And Camp Leo is a program designed to allow people, especially children with disabilities, to have a camping experience down at Warner Camp, located close to us here. So welcome to the podcast. And Alan, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the St. Joe Lions Club that helps sponsor Camp Leo, and a little bit about how the St. Joe Lions Club got involved and what other things that you guys do as well.
Well, thank you for inviting us to talk about this. The St. Joe Lions Club really enjoys helping put on Camp Leo, and this is a very near and dear thing to our heart. The St. Joseph Lions Club is a club in the St. Joseph area, been in existence for 90 years, a little over 90 years. The motto of Lions Clubs is "We Serve." And we do that in a couple of ways. We financially contribute to things both locally and nationally and internationally. And Camp Leo is one of those. The history of Camp Leo it began in about 1983, and initially it began as a camp for visually impaired. It was substantially funded by the state of Michigan. And in the 1980s, as Michigan was going through a recession, state funding got very difficult, and the state basically halted funding for the camp at that point in time. It was not at that point called Camp Leo, but so St. Joseph Lions Club began contributing money to help support the camp. That happened for a number of years, and then Larry Wagner, who was kind of our lead person for Camp Leo for many, many years, actually worked with the District Lions Club, which covers Southwest Michigan all the way to Kalamazoo, and it became a district project. So now we have other Lions Clubs in our district that are contributing financially to it every year. We have others who come out and volunteer at the camp. So it is quite a special thing for us. This year we'll be putting on the 40th camp that the Lions have been involved with. And so our target is having at least 40 campers for this 40th camp.
That's fantastic. And then Beth, you are the director of Camp Leo. You're also with Berrien County RESA. So tell us about how all that works and how you got involved into the program.
Sure, absolutely. So my full-time job is I'm a school psychologist, like you said, here in Berrien County. And over the years, I've volunteered with Camp Leo a bit. This is last summer was my first summer directing. However, I do have quite a few summers experience, about 18 years working at summer camp here in the community. And so when everything kind of came together, the Lions Club was looking for a director. I knew that they were looking. I have this experience. I get summers off, which gives me the time to donate to this project. I just couldn't say no. So it has been one of the best experiences I've ever had. I think you guys are stuck with me as director for quite a while. I love it. And Alan and I and the rest of the Lions, I think, have put together a really great program.
So originally, the camp was founded for visually impaired children. That's sort of the the foundational piece of Lions Club was founded through Helen Keller as the sponsor to help visually impaired and hearing impaired people back in the day. And that has expanded to quite an additional host of opportunities for people to participate. So what does a typical camper look like that goes to Camp Leo now?
Yes. So it has changed over the years. Typically, I mean, it will vary summer to summer, depending on what campers apply to come to the program. We often have campers with mild to moderate cognitive impairments, autism, emotional impairments, really the full gamut of disabilities, but primarily developmental disabilities of some kind.
Can you share with me some stories that you've had? I mean, this was your first full year last year. So, and then Alan, you've been involved with Camp Leo for a long time as a volunteer as well. Any personal stories that you have as far as campers that touched your heart?
Oh man, I could keep you here all day. A couple that come to mind. One is, so it was the last day of camp and we were sending everyone home. And one of our little guys, I think he was 11, they were about to drive away from camp. And he's like, "Mom, stop the car." And she stopped. He's like, "I've got to go say goodbye to my friend." And he jumps out and his mom came in tears. And she's like, "That is the first time he's ever said he had a friend." And he did. These kids bond over the course of a week and they bond with their counselors, with the other campers. And that is something just so touching to witness. So that stands out. Another thing that stands out is, you know, in addition to supporting us financially, the Lions are really great about showing up at camp, volunteering their time. Some of the guys came out and took our boys fishing. Two of our boys, it was the first fish they'd ever caught, were with the Lions members who came to take them fishing in the lake. And that was just something really exciting for them. I think throughout the evening, the fish got bigger and bigger. So we're not going to tell how big the fish actually were, but pretty much record breaking, according to our campers.
Absolutely. Alan, any stories that stand out for you?
Well, my experience early on was simply going to carnival night, the last night of camp. The Lions kind of host a carnival, and it consists of games and prizes and popcorn and snow cones and things like that. And so I had gone out and helped with that. And then this past year, kind of being the primary liaison, I actually went out for the whole day and included the carnival night at the end. And so it did give me the opportunity to kind of be with the campers for a full day as they went through their activities and different kinds of things. Certainly that fishing experience was one of those things, but you know, it kind of got and gave me an opportunity to see them enjoying the routine of camp in addition to how they were on carnival night. And carnival night also consists of a talent show by the campers at the end that they rehearse for and prepare for and put on at the end. So it's a very enjoyable experience. And you can see the enjoyment that the campers get from it.
And from my understanding, this is an opportunity for a lot of these kids, maybe for the first time ever, to be away from home on their own. So it's a unique dynamic for them, but it's also a unique dynamic for mom and dad. Can you share a little bit about that?
So this was the first year that we had lowered the age. So traditionally, it was primarily older campers who came, so teenagers and young adults. But, you know, we decided, hey, we really can't have adults and minors. We're going to focus on the 10 to 17 year olds last summer. So last summer, my oldest was 10. And I was like, oh man, she still has, you know, hesitation about going to away camp. Are parents really going to send their kids? And a few did. You know, we had 10 year olds, 11 year olds. It went so well. I could not have predicted it to go better. You know, there were moments at the beginning of a little bit of homesickness, but our staff are really great at working with kids and helping them through those moments. And then it was just pure fun the rest of the week. I think mom maybe, you know, here and there had a hard time more than the kids did, but we keep in contact with parents. We also have a private social media page where we would post photos at the end of every day to see, they could see what their kids have done all day. They can text us. We asked that campers don't have phones. It tends to just make them more homesick, but moms and dads are welcome to text us as staff just to say, checking in, how are things going? We'll let them know, hey, we had a great day. Things are going great.
And for mom and dad, this may be the first break that they've had from having to be a primary caregiver for some of these kids. So it's also can be looked at as a service to them as well as to the children themselves.
Yes, that is true. And what's nice is we do a very thorough check on all of our staff. Everyone is trained working with kids and young adults with disabilities. So mom and dad can kind of relax a bit knowing, hey, our kids are in good hands. We work with kids, students with disabilities every day. Nothing that happens will catch us off guard and the kids are safe.
So the camp experience right now, is it a full week or how many days is it?
So for next summer, we're having two sessions. So August 4 to 6 will be the 10 to 17 year olds where, so it's a couple nights. And then they'll go home and our older campers, 18 to 26 year olds, will come August 7 and stay through the 10th.
Okay. So this is a new area that you are focusing on, the older group. What led to wanting to service these older children?
So what happened was when we decided that we really need to focus on the younger ones last summer and build a solid program, it meant that some of the campers who had been coming for quite a few years couldn't come. And that was pretty devastating to some of the campers. They were really discouraged. And I just felt a burden to, like, we've got to make this happen. You know, these campers look forward to this every year. What can we do to build this? And it was about a year ago, I guess, I spoke at the Lions Club meeting here in St. Joe. And I have found in life, if you have a crazy idea, go ahead and pitch it, because someone will be there to hear that idea and be like, yes, let's do it. So Rob, when you approach me and you're like, you want to do a second session? Let's do it sooner than later. I was like, oh man, well, I just created a lot more work for myself, but how wonderful that because of your commitment to support us financially for several years, we can essentially double our programming for next summer.
And, you know, it was so exciting. Your speech that you gave or your presentation and how much passion you have to service these kids. I mean, it just pulled at my heart. And I said, I got to do something about this. And I see all these people that are actively servicing and providing service in the Lions Club. And I know what it takes to be a member of the Lions Club. I did it for multiple years. And I know the hours spent volunteering, raising money for these things. And I just felt, I felt the call to support it. And I'm so excited to be part of Camp Leo for the next several years, especially with this older group that sometimes we forget about.
We do. You know, I, for 3 years, specialized working with 18 to 26 year olds. As they transitioned out of special education, we worked to try to get them into job placements, get some job experience. What happens sometimes is, you know, they have the support of the education system while they're kids. But when they become young adults, what happens? You know, sometimes they don't have the same social. You know, I have work friends. I go to work every day. I get to talk to people and it's something I look forward to. Not everyone has that. They don't have these natural built-in support systems. And so I think you're right. We do sometimes forget about our young adults in the community who don't have these connections and it can be very lonely. So Camp Leo is just one way that we can give them something to look forward to. And they do. I was just texting with a mom yesterday, one of our campers who was 17 last summer. She was very worried that that was her last summer of camp. And I was able to tell mom yesterday, nope, we have session number two. She is welcome back next summer.
So what kind of financial commitment is there for somebody to enroll? And if they, and how do they even find out about enrolling?
Sure. The best way is probably, we do have a website. So going to CampLeoSWMI.com. So it's CampLeoSouthwestMichigan.com. We have a link there where you can fill out an application, either if you're interested in working as staff, as a counselor, or volunteering, or as a camper application. So that's probably the best way. We do ask for a $100 payment with the application just to help offset costs, but the rest is covered by the Lions Club or by your contribution from Wolf Financial.
What a blessing that these campers can come at virtually no cost. Yeah. $100 for how many days is this again?
Well, each session will be about 3 to 4 days.
3 to 4 days for $100.
Food, lodging, everything's included.
And I'm sure there's no camper that would ever be turned away if they couldn't afford the $100 too.
Correct. We get very creative. My heart goes out. I'm not going to let money get in the way. So we find ways to make it work.
Absolutely. Alan, what other thoughts do you have on the program?
Well, I think that, you know, Beth has done a great job of organizing it well in advance, so it's very smooth. I saw the staff last year, which would be pretty much, I guess, the same staff again next year. There is a nurse there 24 hours a day so that they can handle medications and scrapes and bruises and those type of things. And they were as enthused about coming back as the counselors were. I think the other thing is there's a great relationship with Warner Camp, which is where it's held. So Warner Camp provides the food. Warner Camp provides the people to do some of the activities like archery and swimming and boating and some things like that. So weren't able to have the camp during COVID. And I know that Beth reported that some of the workers from Warner Camp remembered some of the campers who hadn't been there for 2 years. I mean, so that lets you know how close they are. Even the camp director is involved himself. So it's nice to see kind of like, if you will, almost like three parties working together, the Lions and Risa and Warner Camp. So it's a very nice experience.
I do want to give a shout out to them because we are able to use camp, and their director, Dave Ditzler, and I are constantly talking throughout the school year, and they have such a passion for our campers. So we've worked it out where Camp Leo happens directly after their summer programming ends. And they, every summer, have staff who are like, you know what, we want to stay that extra week so we can help out with Camp Leo. And so having Warner Camp staff there, their leadership team has the same vision we have of, you know, just giving the kids a great summer camp experience. I can't say enough good things about them. And so if anyone is interested in looking up Warner Camp, their website is warnercamp.com. They have really made some great improvements the last couple of years to their facilities. I know that they're currently doing fundraisers to improve things even more, which for us is important because if a camp isn't accessible to our campers with disabilities, then it's not really an option. So Warner Camp has taken the time to make sure it's a safe space for us to be.
One of the other things this year that was improved was the number of pictures that were taken at camp. I mean, it was just constantly taking pictures. As Beth mentioned, they were posted for the parents so they could see what their kids are doing. They could see their kids were having a very good time. And I think it also helps, you know, we go to like a District Lions event to talk about Camp Warner or to Camp Leo. And we always have a lot of people come. But again, those pictures really put a life to the discussion that we're having. And, you know, the district is pretty excited about it too. The carnival night is a lot of fun. This year, I think the younger age group is going to continue with the carnival night, but it looks like the older age group may be doing a formal dinner and dance at the end of their camp.
Potentially, again, new experiences. Yes. For these older campers.
We are very excited. I have many hobbies, and one of them, I love planning events. And I was like, how fun would it be to have a formal dinner where, you know, do their hair, get dressed up fancy, invite the Lions Club members, have some music, maybe a DJ, have a photo booth. it's going to be fun.
So anybody that's listening out there that has experience in hairdressing, DJing, if this is something that you'd like to volunteer for, we would love to have you participate.
Yes. Picture like prom, but summer camp style.
How neat. That is a great idea. I love it. So if somebody, again, is interested in participating in one of the two camps, perhaps both of them as a volunteer or supporter, what's the best way to go ahead and donate again?
Okay. So, I mean, it kind of depends how you want to participate. So if you want to volunteer your time, going to our website and filling out that application, we do have to run some background checks, of course, but we'd love to have more volunteers to come and help us. And then financially, you can reach out either through the website. My contact information is there, but also there's a link to the Lions Club website where you could contact them directly, since really the finances come from the Lions Club.
And what is that website again?
The camp website is campleoswmi.com.
And then Alan, for somebody that's interested in contacting the Lions Club directly, either wanting to volunteer, support financially, or prospective member because they love what you're doing, what's the best way to get a hold of the Lions?
I think the Facebook page is probably the best. It's kept the most current and probably has the best functionality to it. You can contact me as far as that goes too. My cell number is 269-449-7026. So certainly they could text me or whatever, and you know, I could follow up with them.
And then how often do the Lions meet for their meetings?
The Lions meet every Thursday at during a noon hour on Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor at the Elks Club.
And then finally, what are some of the projects that the Lions Clubs are working on right now as far as fundraisers to create money to fund organizations such as Camp Leo?
Well, we just finished last Saturday a junior high basketball tournament that was at Upton School. And a lot of that is obviously to give the junior high, who's really kind of almost past their season, an opportunity to come out and play basketball. And that raises some funds for us. We do some specific things like a white cane sale is, you know, kind of more directed towards the projects for visually impaired.
And then you have the big craft show in first Saturday in November, I believe.
That's correct. That's
a and Joe that is quite a spectacle to see down at St. Joe High School Fieldhouse.
Yeah, and I know the again, the crafters who are interested in that can get that going through the Facebook page as well. Usually have a lot of repeat crafters who come and usually have a waiting list of people to get in. The comments that we have from the crafters is they're really impressed with the organization of our show.
So, Alan, thank you for your service to the community through the St. Joe Lions Club. Thank you to all the St. Joe Lions that participate. And Beth, special thank you to you and your staff. You are on the front lines giving these campers a once-in-a-lifetime, maybe once-in-a-year experience to feel like a normal kid.
We want the kids to just be able to come and have a normal summer camp experience. Like, yes, they have special needs that we need to address. They might need some accommodation. But at the end of the day, they're kids or young adults, and they're part of our community, and they deserve to feel like part of that community.
Absolutely. So thank you to both of you for sharing with us about yourselves, about Camp Leo. We wish you the best of success as we look forward to the camp experience in 2024. So with that, thank you everyone for joining us on the Wolf Financial Podcast. We'll look forward to visiting with you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Wolf Financial Podcast. For additional information about our firm, please visit our website, wolfadvisoryservices.com.
Wolf Financial Advisory.